indicted. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. It finally happened. Not only was Donald Trump indicted, he was, by all accounts, very indicted. And the remarkable thing about this drama in New York City is that, in hindsight, none of it was necessary. If there's any lesson to be learned from this, it's that if a politician gets caught in an embarrassing allegation of sexual impropriety of some kind, don't try to hide it. Don't pay hush money, because voters don't care anymore. Trump's numbers prove it. Latest poll supports for Trump shows support for Trump jumped from 43% among Republican primary voters in February to 54% in March before the indictment happened. So he could just have said, maybe I did it, maybe I didn't, so what? And he would still have been elected. All he had to do was listen to himself.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And it's not just Republicans. When Bill Clinton was impeached for his little recreational episode inside the Oval Office, his approval rating jumped 10 points to 73%, which was not only an all-time high for Clinton, but it beat Ronald Reagan. It's difficult to accept this, I know, but in America, character no longer counts. We live in a post-character society. By the way, how happy is Congressman George Santos right now? And one more thing. I know there's some anxiety over what Trump supporters might do in response to this, so let me play you this clip from former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, who is on CNN. Whatever you think of him, he does know a thing or two about New York and its police.
I promise you one thing, being a lifelong New Yorker and knowing many, many NYPD officers, New York is not the place that you want to be stupid. The New York Police Department, they're the best in the world. So any stupidity that Trump is going to try to incite here in New York, it's not going to go over well for any of them.
I can also verify, as someone who once had a former New York cop working as my producer, even if you're a tattooed Proud Boy, when the NYPD tells you to stay behind the barricade, you and your tattoo should probably obey.